Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer and you got some issues with your credit card, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from that credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match limitations. Do apply. We'll be joined at the bottom of the hour by Eddie House, NBA champion, sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And then after that, shop talk to wrap up the hour. But Rob, let's go to the NBA. We're just talking about Miami and Phoenix being a potential finals matchup. Another team that, you know, has designs on the finals, and actually, you and I picked them. Both of us picked them at the beginning of the year. I'm not picking them anymore. But the Brooklyn Nets, obviously a lot of changes there. One thing that hasn't changed is Kyrie Irving can ball when he does play. He's obviously only playing road games. That vaccination mandate still has not been lifted in New York. There's been movement. Like, some of the things have been lifted, but not enough to allow him to play home games. But last night he was able to play as the Nets went to visit Charlotte. And Rob, he put on a show. I don't know if you watched it. Kevin Durant described it in these terms, and I couldn't agree more. Masterclass. A masterclass. And you know, Rob, Durant loves skills, right?
When you hit 9 out of 12
I think he judges players on skills. Well, here's the amazing thing. He scored 50 points on 19 shots.
Right.
This is 50 points on 19. So if you
this isn't Kobe 60 points on 50 shots.
No, and look, today the efficiency of a lot of players is going to be rated higher because they shoot so many threes. So obviously you take one shot that's worth three and you make it, that's going to raise your efficiency over hitting a two-point shot. But think about this, Rob. If he took 19 shots and all of them were twos and he hit every one of them, he still would only have 38 points.
Right.
He had 50 points. And that's why, you know, a lot of times you hear guys say, well, he had 20 points, but it was on 20 shots. Well, back in the day, if you hit 10 of those 20, that's 50%. That would be 50, that would be 20 points, you know,
yeah,
if you didn't get to the line.
But there are guys who, you know, you've seen it. Dominique Wilkins had a lot of lines. Chris Way had 35 points on 30-something shots. That's when people look at it and go, all right, yeah, you scored a lot. Even Kobe's last game against the
Kobe shot 44%. But I'm saying if you shoot 50%,
no,
that's
I know.
Not bad.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
Kobe made 44% of his shots that last game.
Right.
Which was his career average. So it was actually, that whole game was appropriate. The way he went out gunning, the way he went out, you know, the percentage, everything. But back to Kyrie, like you said, he hit 9 of 12 threes and 11 of 13 free throws. If a guy in today's NBA that is a guy that shoots a lot, if he gets hot from three, these types of nights are very possible. He also threw in 6 assists, too. But, Rob, it got me to thinking. And I don't know where you are on this. I believe I'm in the minority when I say that Kyrie Irving. I feel like you're with me, but I don't know. You'll tell me. I feel like Kyrie Irving, I have no hesitancy whatsoever in saying he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. None. Do you?
No, I believe that, even though he didn't even make the top 75 and they're putting in guys like Dame Dalla ahead of him, I think that's recency biased because of Kyrie and who he is, not just the body of work. There's no way that Damian Lillard should be ahead of him. I'm sorry.
That's arguable.
I don't think so.
I think there's a strong argument for Kyrie, but there's a strong argument for Dame. You can't say only Kyrie has a championship and he does.
Yeah, and he made one of the biggest shots in NBA history.
Okay, but that's one shot.
No, I'm just saying that. And he put up some great numbers in playing that. I'm just saying I have an issue. I think he's one of the most talented players. And I think that if Kyrie didn't have the other stuff, I don't doubt one bit that he would have been ahead of Damian Lillard. I think that factors into people.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's my gut.
And I don't disagree with you in that I think there's an argument. Like, we've talked about, like, how you pick Dame and not pick Kyrie. Especially when Dame, very well, a lot of people, Rob, think Dame was player number 76. Remember, there were 76 guys. And so, I think my only issue with what you said is that, like, it's just cut and dried that Kyrie would have to be ahead of him. I don't think we're there. I think it's a real discussion between those two. I wouldn't have had a problem if neither of them was on it. But there's more than 75 guys in the Hall of Fame. So I think he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. But in talking to a lot of basketball writers and people, I feel like I'm in the minority. Rob G, and not that he's a basketball person. He fancies himself one, though. Rob G doesn't think he's a Hall of Famer. Right, Rob? Now, forget first ballot.
Wait a minute, Rob.
You were straight with the Lord. What'd you say?
I said he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer to me.
Oh, but you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, because everybody gets in the basketball
Thank
Hall of
you.
Famer.
I would well, Rob G.
Everybody gets
Rob G.
In.
Okay, thank you. Hold, I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that.
Everybody doesn't get in the basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes, they do.
Number one. Number two, Forget that. Forget everybody getting in.
Curly Neal's he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Kyrie, and he should be. As a Harlem Globetrotter, heck yeah, he should be. But Kyrie Irving, forget like the lax criteria, if that's what you want to call it. We don't have to debate that. But if you want to say there's lax criteria, fine, that can be a debate and discussion over another day. Regardless, if the criteria was stringent, Kyrie Irving's a Hall of Famer. That dude is bad. And the point I want to make, Rob, is as good as he is, and you mentioned you think he should have been on top 75. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, Correct me if I'm wrong. Definitely. Okay. If I had a vote on it, I would have.
I think Kyrie Irving, for all he's done and as good as he is, he is leaving, to use the term Rob G used when we talked earlier, he's leaving a lot of meat on the bone. And that's why, like I said, a lot of people don't see him as a first ballot Hall of Famer or maybe even a Hall of Famer. And that, to me, that is Kyrie's kind of selling himself short with some of his decisions. And I think when we look back, we'll say he was awesome. You know, obviously his book still is being written, so who knows where it'll go from here. But to this point, as great as Kyrie Irving has been, I think he's probably, to this point, done 70% of the things he should have done or could have done. And here's why I say that. Had he stayed in Cleveland with LeBron, they might have won. I feel pretty good saying they would have won at least one more championship. I might be wrong. But I think they would have had a great chance at winning at least one more. Had he done that, Rob, because you know he would have been balling. He'd have been the second leading scorer. He was their closer. Maybe would have hit another big shot. He'd have been on that top 75 team. Instead, he forced his way out. He went to Boston. And, you know, it didn't look good. Didn't work out well there. They played better without him. And then in Brooklyn, I'm not going to blame him for injuries. Anybody can get injured, and he's had his injury issues. But now with the vaccination, I'm not even talking about all the other stuff. What some people might think is bizarre views and all that. I'm not talking about that.
No,
but even
not,
just the vaccination.
But other people.
No, others are. Right. But I'm talking, Rob, I'm not talking about how it affects people's perception of him. I'm talking about him not achieving as many things as he could have
because
of some of the decisions.
So last year, when he became the ninth player in NBA history to go 50, 40, 90, that didn't do anything for you last year.
I mean, that's fine, but I mean, wow.
No, okay, but only nine players have ever done it. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not saying he hasn't achieved. Okay, he's a seven-time All-Star.
Right, I'm just saying.
Saying he's leaving stuff on the table. I mean, Steve Nash used to do that.
Well, Steve Nash, Larry Bird. I'm just saying, like, some of the greatest players who've ever done it, I mean, it's a small list, and it's pretty impressive. That's all I'm saying is Kyrie Irving's book and story's not finished. He's only 29 years old. He's got years to go. And maybe this is one of those periods, and maybe after this, things change where he can stay healthy and just play basketball. I think anybody who writes his story now, it's not complete.
Well,
it's premature.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not talking to you. I'm saying anybody who thinks he's a finished product and we can judge him and whether or not he's a Hall of Famer or where he fits in, I think if they win, whether it's next this year, 2 years from now, whenever it is, if him and Durant finally get healthy and those guys with Simmons win two championships in Boston, I mean, in Brooklyn – you have to write a different story about Kyrie.
You know
Kyrie.
What? I mean, come on, man. If Jimmy Butler wins two championships, you're going to write a different story about him.
Yeah,
we can say that about anybody.
No, but I think that they have a real shot with the talent of the players that they have. That's all. Jimmy Butler has as great of a chance of winning two championships with the squad that he has compared to the Nets. That's all I'm saying.
The point I'm just making is that as great as Kyrie has been, he's leaving a lot of meat on the bone. Because he's not vaccinated, he may look back eventually and look at this season and say, man, what a golden opportunity that we had, and he didn't get it done. He'll probably never admit it publicly, but inside. And so that's all. My point is just that had he stayed in Cleveland, maybe, you know, I think he would have, his image would have been better because I think he would have won more. Had he been vaccinated, I think they'd have a real great shot. I mean, they got a lot of talent, so you can't just completely write them off. But I think it's a long shot this year just because of the circumstances. But had he been playing every game or, you know, home games and stuff, then I think they'd have a real legit shot. And that's another thing that he's kind of leaving on the bone, so to speak. So that's all I think about Kyrie. But let's throw it out to the callers. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you get the feeling that Kyrie has left a lot of meat on the bone, is the phrase we're using, throughout his career? As much as he's accomplished, could he have done more but for some of his decisions? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum! And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done, folks, just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Kyrie Irving. As great as he is and as much as he's accomplished, I feel like he's left a ton on the table. Probably accomplished about 70% of what he could have, not because of injuries, but because of some of his own decisions, like not getting vaccinated, leaving LeBron, so on and so forth. Your turn to weigh in.
Dwight in Detroit, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, D?
Another great show.
Thank you. Are you on the speaker, Dwight? Get off the speaker.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, fellas. My bad.
Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay? All right, listen, real quick. It seems like, Kyrie kind of rubbed me the wrong way, man, when he kind of got yelling over the LeBron situation. That's what kind of rubbed me the wrong way with it. I would have loved to see him and LeBron win. I agree with you, Chris. I thought they would have at least won two more titles. But it seems like Kyrie has that drama queen thing going on with it, man. And I don't know. It seems like you can't tell if he's coming or going. He's not 100% in. And that right there, the integrity of the game right there, man, it just rubs me the wrong way how Kyrie kind of carried himself. Kyrie's the best point guard in the league when he's in games, you know. But
So, Dwight, it doesn't bother you when LeBron decided he wanted to leave places and do his thing?
Well, no, I'm just saying. He tried to be a big brother to Kyrie, man.
I'm just asking you. LeBron has left people behind and just said, hey, I'm going my own way. I'm going to do my own thing as well. I'm just saying. That didn't bother you?
No, not at all. I don't want to take this conversation to another level.
No, I just asked you. No, we don't. I'm just, if you just say you right. didn't bother you, then I'm good. No,
I would argue for the purposes of this conversation.
It's not
I wouldn't
LeBron
say LeBron. Yeah, I wouldn't
question.
Say he left championships on the table by leaving. In fact, he got championships by leaving. But that's a difference I see. But.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But he's just saying that it rubbed him the wrong way. I'm just asking about other players leaving. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Gentlemen.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you?
pretty Alex, good. Alex loves playing cat mouse now. He loves playing cat mouse.
Mark, right. What's going on with your sound? Sounder. Why don't we have it, Alex? What's going on?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'd like to say it.
All right. There we go. All right.
Hey, real quick on baseball. Hey, Rob, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you think that what they're going through now in people, the lack of interest in some people in baseball now, how do you think that's going to affect them the longer this strike goes, and if it gets into April and maybe into May? Do you think that if they're going to lose more viewership? I just wanted to ask you that because
I think that's oversimplifying it. People have been talking about the death of baseball for 50 years. Mark, I'm gonna send you some stories that were written in the 50s and 60s that baseball was dead. Mm-hmm. It's never been healthier financially, $11 billion business. And will it sting some people? Yes. Some people will be mad, just like they were in 94. We just had 28 years of labor peace, which is unprecedented in baseball. So, no, I don't believe it. Okay. Are people mad? Because, yeah, they want to see baseball. But I don't think baseball fans are going to be turned off ultimately.
Okay, I just had to get that in. And one more thing real quick on baseball. I know you got some time on your hands. Please go watch that movie I told you about, Soul of the Game, if you have.
Yeah, I want to see that. I have not seen it yet. Yes, I will watch.
All right, what you got on Kyrie, Mark? What you got on Kyrie?
I'm sorry?
What you got on Kyrie?
I think that, real quick, I think that if he doesn't step on any more landmines, he's got a lot of stuff. Yes, Chris, he did leave a lot of meat on the bone. Yes.
Right.
Yes, he has. And if he doesn't straighten himself out and learn how to maybe not say so much to get people angry at him or become so controversial, because voters, and you know this, Chris, voters remember stuff like this when it comes to voting. And I think that may stop him from being that first ballot Hall of Famer. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, unfortunately, some voters may, you know, Rob, you obviously try to be objective. And I think by and large, most of the media do a good job of that. We've talked about that before.
But I'm not sure when it comes to Kyrie. I really believe that.
I mean, Dennis Rodman is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I just.
He deserves it. But I'm just saying, come on. Kyrie, he got to be in. But you're right. I mean, some people may hold it against him.
I just think there are some people. Yeah, not everybody, Chris, but some people. Andre. In Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andre?
Evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Kyrie done left so much meat on the bone, he might as well be a vegan along with Chris Paul in terms of all the switching up back and forth. And Kyrie, I'm telling you, you know, his talent, undeniable. I love him. I'm from New Jersey myself. The soundtrack of his career is going to be Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, because it has to be 100% his way all the time. And that's why he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And he's got to get himself another championship in my book. The Basketball Hall of Fame, it might as well. We're giving out participation trophies in my sport. I don't like it. I like your model, Rob, in terms of baseball, in terms of maintaining that gold standard. They want to let everybody in because it's basketball, not the NBA. Fine. So on that standard, you get standard.
It's all types of dudes getting in the Baseball Hall of Fame. If not from the writers, then from the vets committee.
They get in through that's the back
that's
door.
That's all right, though. They don't
get
still in.
No, they don't get in through the writers. And
are they in?
And your perfect example is Tracy McGrady. Guys like that.
I think it's very arguable that McGrady was a Hall of Fame. McGrady was terrific.
Yeah, he never
Hall
couldn't even get out of first round of playoffs.
No, it's not just for team guys that won championships.
He
balled. If you look at his play in those series.
Yeah, I thought that he's one of those guys where people went, oh, really? Okay.
I got no problem with T-Mac being a Hall of Famer. T-Mac
now, everybody
great.
In you think deserves to be in.
No,
right?
Is no, there anybody I think T-Mac was great.
Anybody
who's
you don't
in?
Think so? Yeah. Is there anybody who's been voted in lately you don't think belongs in, or you believe everybody who's voted in?
I think Ben Wallace, Chris Webber were questionable. But
not questionable.
And you bring up people
yes
like
no.
Kate Yao. I mean,
I'm just saying, Ben Wallace, yes
those
or no? If you
I
had a vote,
no.
Yes or no? Okay.
I would say no.
Chris Webber.
I would say no.
Okay.
So.
That's fine.
We got Eddie House joining us in a moment. Eddie, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us next. But first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio analyst. What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, just getting my James Brown on to that music, that intro, you feel me?
I hear you.
Hey, we I got to see talking. James Brown perform in Vegas, one of the best things I ever did. And yeah, Chris, at the end of his, you know, end of his life. Yeah. And he put in 2.5, 3 hours, changed costumes 6 times, you know, they're fanning him with the capes. The whole nine yards, man.
I bet that was great.
It was awesome. He was
hardest working man in show business.
Yes, he was
awesome. You blessed for that.
Yes.
Hey, Eddie, we were just talking, you know, Kyrie, you saw his game last night, 50 points on 19 shots, which is ridiculous. And I said, I think Kyrie's a first ballot Hall of Famer. A lot of people don't. Some may not even think he's a Hall of Famer. But I feel like, for all he's achieved and accomplished, I feel like he's left a lot of meat on the bone, so to speak. Like, because of some of the decisions, I'm not even talking about some of his beliefs, but I'm just talking about some of his decisions leaving LeBron. I think they may have been able to win another championship, if not more, had they stayed together. Now, with the not being vaccinated, that's a personal choice, but still, I think some of these decisions, he's probably only achieved 70% of what he could have, but for some of the things he's done in those regards. I'm not even talking about just getting hurt, because you can't blame a guy for that. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, again, a lot of them are all personal. Every one of those things are personal decisions, though. I want to leave because of this reason. I want to go over here. I don't want to get unvaxxed, so, you know. What can you say? It's like his personal decision. I can't say he leaves a lot. You can say that he left a lot on the bone, right? He possibly could have won some other thing. It's very similar, except he's not retired. Think about Barry Sanders, you know, when he left. You know, people like, whoa, not right now. Like, he's still the best. I mean, think about what he would have did. Now, he left a lot on the bone when he got
he left way premature. Exactly.
Right, and he still was – it's still considered one of the best running backs of all time. You know, it's personal decisions. I mean, you know, and at the end of the day, the thing is, you know, we as analysts, we want to, you know, analyze the game and what's going on. But I don't think it's really our place to analyze somebody's personal decisions, because we're not in their head.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you, Eddie. I think that's fair. I think sometimes we try to read too much into it rather than look at the body of work. And yes, there's stuff that him missing games, but I think there are people going to hold against, and it shouldn't, but some of the stuff that he said, and the earth is flat, and how is Christmas a holiday? Like, people, you can't hold that against him.
I ain't even talking about that. I don't hold any of that against him.
But I'm saying that people think that he's loony. You know,
and I don't have a problem. You're right. It's his personal opinion, you know, decision not to be vaccinated. So, and I'm fine with that. I got family members in that boat. I'm just saying, because of decisions like that, he has left a lot of accomplishments and achievements that he could have made. They're not there. And so that's only my point.
But Chris, with that, I think that's his decision to either do that or not.
Is.
You know, and for us, you know, as fans, let's take analysts out the way. Now, as fans, you feel cheated, right? You feel like, damn, like, what if he should have been, he could have. Same thing that people could say about how much meat was left on the bone with Kobe and Shaq when they split up, though.
Yep.
Right.
You could have won more championships.
That's just, it's all over sports. It's nonstop, always happening, the what ifs. And then these all come down to somebody's personal decision and how they feel and how they want to move about with the rest of their life. So, as a fan, I totally get it. You know, you would love to see how that would have worked out. But, you know, as just, you know, taking a step back from it, I mean, you can't blame somebody for making the decision that they feel is right for them. Now, some of the stuff that he says, you know, I mean, I think you take it with a grain of salt. I think it's just for controversy and for clickbait sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, let me ask you. I know we're going to get to the Heat and the Suns game, the two best teams But let me ask you, the Lakers are beating the Rockets right now. This is one of those games they have to have, right, playing the Rockets in Houston. But can the Lakers make a run? We saw the big win over Golden State. That was reeling as well. They finally, the Lakers pulled that one out with LeBron, but they lost the other night. What do you make of the Lakers and where they are? And can they put together a run and you know, turn this around before the season is over?
You know what? I actually think that they could win a championship. Psych.
Thank you. I was going to say, Chris Bitt.
Everybody got silent on that one. That's funny. No, they're not turning nothing around, man. They are who they are. The identity lies with Anthony Davis being healthy. And I don't even think that if him coming back, can they win a championship? I don't think so. And you really can't count on that. So at the end of the day, I think they'll be where they're at. They do have a, you know, they're more than likely going to be in the play-in game. Unless something happens to where they just go on a crazy, like crazy losing streak. In my mind, I think they'll be in that play-in game. They'll have an opportunity to get in. And from there, I mean, come on. In the West, on the West side,
well, they're gonna be the eighth seed at best, so they're gonna face Phoenix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So on the West side, it's two teams: it's Phoenix and Golden State. And Golden State been sliding, but I think once Draymond comes back, it's gonna change a whole lot of things. You know, so those two teams, and then you still got to deal with Memphis, right? And I mean, the Jazz is there and Denver is there, but still, to me, it's two teams that I think are the cream of the crop of the West. On the East side, I think, man, it's anybody's game over there.
You giving Brooklyn much of a chance?
Oh, of course. You know why? Look, just last night, this is the perfect example. You had Kyrie give you 50, right? So at any moment's notice, we know that he can do that. At any moment's notice, KD can do that. So I don't know what other teams have two players at any moment's notice can give you 50 points that aren't like banged up, that are the different type of players where you got a 7-foot Philly. Well, Joel Embiid got to get the ball fed to him. KD can take that off the rim and go get it. Kyrie can take that and go get it. Joel Embiid got to get the ball fed to him. Okay. You can double him and take it. He ain't shooting no pull up threes like them guys are doing. He's not breaking nobody down, spinning. He's not doing that. Okay. He's not running the pick and roll. He's in the pick and roll. So, to me, I think those two guys, you got to give them a shot with that happening.
Let me ask you about the Lakers again, about Westbrook. And, you know, did you hear the stuff he said about people calling him Westbrook and how it's damaging his family name and legacy? Is this a little bit, you know, like he should be expecting that people are going to, you know, call your name, you're on a public job, you're in that arena where people cheer you and boo you. Eddie, don't you sign up for this?
Well, you don't sign up. This is the thing. You don't sign up for disrespect, okay? And just because you pay
Westbrook, is that really disrespectful?
I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking
that's what
about
I'm talking about. I'm only talking
okay,
about.
Just because you buy a ticket to a game, you spend $500,000, $1,500, $2,000, whatever the amount that you chose to spend out your pocket does not give you the right to disrespect somebody.
So I'm asking you, Westbrook?
This is what I'm talking about. If he's talking about just the Westbrook thing, I mean, how he put it, right? And it was a good spin on it. It was a good spin on how he felt about that. You can't
argue I'm asking
with that.
You about Westbrook.
You mean when he brought his son into it and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Yes, that's Eddie. What I'm saying, Chris. When he brought that in, that's a good spin because at the end of the day, I feel him on that, right? Like, okay, I feel you on that. But at the same time, if it's nothing that's actually attacking your family per se.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's just in sports.
I don't think it's attacking your family per se. But if you feel that way, right, this is his personal feeling and the way he's spinning it and making it sound, that is affecting his family and his youngsters.
All right, so how are you going to stop
it? We all are Papa Bears, right? We're going to protect our kids. And if you feel like that's if it's that way, then you're going to stand up on something, right?
The only thing he can do is have a heart-to-heart with his son.
That's all
you
can do, Eddie.
Some people love
me, some hate me. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
but you
Chris.
Be proud of our name.
Exactly, and that's it.
And you know what? At the end of the day, though, real talk, I think he – being in Oklahoma City this whole time, the media is not like it is in L.A.
Right. They used to protect them out there, him and Durant.
It's different when you come in. It's different when you're on the road, right? You come in and you come out. You come in and you come out. You deal with that big media conglomerate and everything that goes on with the fans being rabid fans. It's different in Oklahoma City than it is in L.A. It's a different expectation. It's a different media base. It's a different type of fan base. So I think that he was expecting a different type of love, also with different type of results. You know, I thought I'm quite sure he thought he would be playing better than this. I'm quite sure he thought he'd be shooting better than this.
Eddie, he just hit a three, so who knows? Maybe there's a turnaround.
Oh, look at that. Stop.
It's real talk. All right, Eddie House, that's our man. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Yep. It's all good. All right, take care.
All right, bro. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, you tuned into the iCouple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, and we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities. It's called Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it is always on and popping in Las Vegas. And speaking of Vegas, you can go to visit LasVegas.com to make your trip today. You don't want to miss it. In Las Vegas, April 28th through the 30th, they will be hosting the 2022 NFL Draft, folks. It's an event that will be unlike any other with unparalleled energy and excitement that only the greatest arena on earth can deliver. The best part, now through March 13th, we're giving away a trip for two to be a part of the energy and the excitement. That's right. You and the lucky person of your choosing can win a trip to Las Vegas during NFL Draft Weekend, April 28th through the 30th. Sponsored by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, the prize package includes round-trip airfare to Vegas, a hotel stay on the Strip, access to Fox Sports Radio's draft broadcast, and more. To enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. That is foxsportsradio.com to win a trip to Vegas during the NFL Draft Weekend. All right. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment. We discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us courtesy of director Ryan Coogler. He's the guy who did the Creed movie, most famously did Black Panther. He's filming the sequel to Black Panther right now. And he's been in the news earlier on Wednesday because he went to a local bank and wrote on a withdrawal slip. Let me read it to you verbatim. "I would like to withdraw $12,000 cash from my checking account. Please do the money count somewhere else. I'd like to be discreet." The teller plugged in the withdrawal information into her system. And even though he had his ID, had his PIN number, it registered an alert saying any withdrawal over $10,000 gets flagged. Obviously, he had his mask on because of the pandemic. She kind of got spooked, thought they might have been getting robbed, and alerted her superiors. Led to the police showing up. He was put in handcuffs. It was all resolved about an hour later, so no big deal. But Coogler's upset, obviously, and it's led to a big spark on social media about the way he was treated. Chris Broussard, your thoughts on the situation?
Well, look, I think the fact that he wrote it on a withdrawal slip, he said he wanted it from his account, and he gave her his ID. Like, all of that should let you know everything's above board. He didn't show her a gun. And did you say the woman, the teller was black, too?
She is black,
the black female, yeah. So, look, black people aren't immune to some of the stereotypes, out there, and we know that. So, I think it's unfortunate, they resolved it. He said he was cool with it, but I just think he did present a lot of, if you're robbing a bank, you're not generally giving your account number and your ID, not generally, ever. I wouldn't think. I haven't robbed a bank, but I wouldn't think you're giving your ID. So, I think, unfortunately, the woman just, reacted haphazardly, I guess is the word. And it's unfortunate you had to go through that.
Hey, Rob G, you didn't give out the shop shout out, did you?
I was going to hit it at the end, Rob. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up.
No, go ahead and do it. Chris said most of the stuff. I want to add one thing. Go ahead and do it, and then I'll.
Well, get your point in. Go ahead, Rob.
Your point.
All right. My point is, I've had all kinds of issues at the bank, especially when you're black and it's a large amount of money, where I've had to jump through hoops. Yes. I've had a lot. because it's always something, or they don't want to give you. I've been to a bank where they tell you, oh, well, we can't give out more than $5,000 at one time. Well, why not? Like, who made that up? There's no – I didn't sign a paper that said I can only come to the bank and take less than $5,000 out. Like, I've had all that where I've had to argue with people over my money. I need $10,000, and I get it. Over $10,000, they're going to alert the IRS, okay? So I get that part. If you take more than $10,000 out at one-time cash. But like Chris said, with the account number and an ID and all right. that, there's no reason that they should have called the police.
That's right. It's Shop Talk. And this week's Shop shout-out goes to our buddy Sean in Sacramento, his nephew Donnie Terry Shop, Barber's Dream Company, 2745 Elk Grove Boulevard, Unit 270 in Elk Grove, California. Go check them out. We're going to be sending them a nice Odd Couple poster to hang up in the shop.
Yo, y'all display that poster loud and proud. The Odd Couple in effect. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.